98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The death toll in Gaza now topping 25,000 since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Saturday discussing the growing number of civilian deaths.
People are dying not only from bombs and bullets, but from lack of food and clean water, hospitals without power and medicine, and grueling journeys to even smaller slivers of land to escape the fighting.
He called for a humanitarian ceasefire and an immediate release of all hostages. The New Hampshire primary just 2 days away. Nikki Haley and frontrunner Donald Trump campaigning in the state this weekend, making their final pitch to voters. Residents in Memphis, Tennessee, being told to boil their water as freezing temperatures have caused water mains to burst. It's one of many cities being affected by a massive blast of cold air that's lingering over the U.S. from the plains to the northeast, stretching into the south. This is ABC News. A remarkable emergency landing for a commuter plane in Virginia. The plane making a successful landing on a snowy highway near Washington's Dulles Airport on Friday.
The Southern Airways Express flight departed Dulles Airport, headed for Pennsylvania with seven people on board, declaring a mayday just minutes after takeoff. Witnesses praising the pilot expertly landing the plane under traffic lights.
Heard a loud noise, thinking, you know, my car blew up or something. And, you know, I look up and there's a plane 20 feet above me.
Good Samaritans rushing to make sure everyone was okay. Amazingly, no one injured.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. A group of people and businesses who they say they're owed money by Rudy Giuliani gathered virtually Friday for the first court hearing since he declared bankruptcy last month. Attorneys for Giuliani told the court he lacks the funds to pay $148 million in damages for defaming two Georgia election workers after the 2020 election. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, increasing clouds and a low near 5 below. For tomorrow, more cloud cover than sunshine, highs into the upper teens and breezy. A cloudy and much warmer day ahead on Monday, highs into the upper 20s.
Right now, it's zero.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Welcome to Power Country. I'm your host, Rich Miller, and this is the place to recharge with 2 hours of straight-up music and encouragement. This hour, I'll share a roadside sign about overcoming difficult times in your life. We'll play a power track from Kip Moore. Our weekly All-American salute is for some real-life heroes. Plus, later on in hour two, we'll get you a Power Country backstage pass with Jelly Roll, who'll tell us about a song he believes can really help a lot of people. Let's begin right here with Chris Stapleton, who's making a change, taking a chance, and looking for a better future by starting over.
Well, the road rolls out like a welcome mat to a better place than the one we're at. And I ain't got no kind of plan, but I've had all the sound I can sing. Flow.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Song, Light On in the Kitchen. Just around the bend, I'll share a roadside sign about getting through a hard time in your life. Plus, you'll hear a Power Track album track from Kip Moore. I'm Rich Miller, and we continue our weekly tour through Power Country in just moments.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
It's time now for our roadside sign of the week. This week's sign features the words of Henry Ford, founder of the Ford Motor Company, who once said, "When everything seems to be going against you, remember, the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it." With more on that thought, here's Rodney Atkins.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says, "I don't mind if you kick me." Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. Different demons.
Stop the giving and stop.
Country with Rich Miller.
Singing her powerful song, Wasted. Happy to have you here with us in Power Country this week. It's time now for our featured Power Track album track. And as always, we listen and seek out great songs from the albums of today's top country stars. This week, we wanted to share a gem we found on Kip Moore's album titled Damn Love. It's a song about that one person you can turn to when it feels like the world is closing in on you. Here's Kip Moore with that song called Peace and Love.
I had a plan, a little dream, took a wrong turn and it turned on me. Straight
That's Kip Moore with the song Peace and Love from his 2023 album, Damn Love. In just a few moments, we'll take a trip down memory lane with the group Old Dominion. Plus, our weekly All-American Salute is on the way, too, with some real-life heroes on the high seas. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a partly sunny sky today. Breezy south winds up over 30 and 35 miles per hour, or highs reaching the upper teens. In the overnight, clouds will stick around and our temperatures will hold steady in the middle teens as that south wind stays breezy. It's zero at our studios.
It's Straight Up Music and Encouragement featuring country's biggest stars. And it can always be found right here in Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and thanks so much for making this program a part of your day. Right now, we're going to take a trip down memory lane with Old Dominion.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light.
Now for our weekly All-American Salute. Real-life heroes are always out there, and sometimes they just seem to show up when the situation is most critical. A recent example of this happened in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida Panhandle near Panama City. A man named Travis Brady, along with some friends, went out on a fishing trip on a boat for the start of the red snapper season. They had not been out long when the weather suddenly turned bad and the seas got very rough with big waves, so they decided to play it safe and head back to port. Well, on the way back, they came upon a kind of floating general store houseboat that had broken away from its normal tied-down location. It was struggling in the rough ocean conditions and had capsized, trapping three people inside. Another boat had also just arrived to help, and a man on that boat immediately jumped into the stormy seas, and he swam over to the sinking capsized boat, then broke out the window, helping the three trapped people inside escape. Fortunately, they were wearing life preservers. Travis Brady and his friends threw the hero rescuer a life preserver for himself and then helped everyone on board his boat. This week, we want to salute the amazing man who risked his own life and jumped into the ocean to help save those three people who were in serious trouble. His name is Jordan Boyd. We also want to salute Travis Brady and his crew for their role in helping get everybody back to port safely.
With Rich Miller.
I say I miss you, I know. again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. Grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
Power Country, all about the message in the music.
Bury me in Georgia.
Inspiring music and another one-of-a-kind performance in our Unplugged segment. Only right here in Power Country with me, your host, Rich Miller.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and thanks for being here. Next thing you know, our Unplugged segment will arrive, but first, we're going to play you a song from Jordan Davis called Next Thing You Know.
I swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years go.
excited, half scared to death, cause next thing you know, we're scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor saying, how you doing there, daddy? Nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home. So next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car, it's 1101 wondering where they are, you're saying that a USC's too far.
Now for Power Country Unplugged, where we feature acoustic versions of hit songs from your favorite country stars. This week we're featuring the Eli Young Band with a special version of their hit, Love Ain't.
Hotels are made for two-night stays, checking in and out, meeting strangers in the lobby, waking up and leaving town. Love ain't you on the sidewalk in your name.
inspire and lift your spirits. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
I can't wait to show you where I grew up. Walk you around the foothills of my town. Probably feel like you've been there before. After hearing all the stories I've been telling you for 6 months now. We'll probably have to sleep in separate beds.
Meteorologist Rodney Price will see a partly sunny sky today. Breezy south winds up over 30 and 35 miles per hour, or highs reaching the upper teens. In the overnight, clouds will stick around and our temperatures will hold steady in the middle teens as that south wind stays breezy. It's zero at our studios.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The death toll in Gaza now topping 25,000 since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The UN says women and children are the main victims of the war. 2 days to go until the New Hampshire primary. Former President Trump looking for another decisive win, but this is the state where his rival Nikki Haley is polling the closest. In a rally Saturday in Manchester, Trump telling supporters,
just make sure, don't listen to polls. Get out and vote. We need a big, big win against these terrible people.
Haley, meanwhile, campaigning in the state looking for an upset. She's sitting about 15 points behind Trump. At least 13 people dead after shelling at a market in Russian-occupied Ukraine, according to local officials. A further 10 people injured. Russian authorities blaming Ukrainian forces. Frigid cold temperatures blanketing much of the U.S. Residents in Memphis told to boil water after temperatures led to burst water mains. This is ABC News. A bipartisan bill moving through Congress aiming to make mental health services more accessible across the country.
A shortage of psychiatric hospital beds is leaving patients untreated, says Minnesota Republican Congressman Tom Emmer.
We're pushing people with serious mental health issues into homeless centers, into hospital emergency rooms, and worse yet, into our jails.
Emmer co-sponsoring a bill that would end a roadblock that excludes psychiatric hospitals from federal health mortgage insurance. The goal, to financially support more hospitals and provide more beds for psychiatric patients. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Japan becoming the fifth country in history to reach the moon after one of its unmanned spacecrafts made a soft landing on the lunar surface early Saturday. Space officials say they need time to analyze the craft's status, but they also say the craft's solar panel failed to generate power, and that could shorten its activity on the moon. Japan now follows the U.S., Soviet Union, China, and India in reaching the moon. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a partly sunny sky today. Breezy south winds up over 30 and 35 miles per hour, or highs reaching the upper teens. In the overnight, clouds will stick around and our temperatures will hold steady in the middle teens as that south wind stays breezy. It's zero at our studios.
This is Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and sure glad to have you here with us for all the music and encouragement. Coming up this hour, we'll hear great songs from Scotty McCreery, Gabby Barrett, Luke Bryan, Megan Maroney, Dylan Scott, and lots more. Plus, Dierks Bentley will be in our recharge segment. I'll share a power thought on giving someone the benefit of the doubt. We're also going to time jump back to 2001 for a thankful